Well, hello everyone. This is Matt Arthur, KA0PQW. And this will be part two of the audio tutorial for the Kenwood TS-2000. In this segment, we're going to talk about the basic setup of the radio and go through the back panel, or the rear panel, and a little bit of the front panel, to get the radio basically ready to go on the air. Now, I'm a little new at doing this teaching some of this, so I'm going to do the best I can. We want to teach this from a blind person's perspective, of course, and I'm a blind man myself, so I think we can handle it. Some of the information in this second part might be repeat from the first segment, but that's just the way it is. But we'll get to everything as we go along here. So that's how it is. Now, when you get this radio, the Kenwood TS-2000, out of the box, you're going to find that it has a power cord with it. You're going to need to get that power cord connected to a power supply. The manual talks about what you need for a power supply, basically at least a 20-amp power supply that runs on, 12 or, 13.8 volts. I happen to have a 35-amp power supply here, but that's because I do a lot more with it than just run an HF rig. So you get that power cord connected to a power supply, and the other end of the cord, one end you'll find is two leads that go to a power supply, and on the other end of the cord there is a connector, a multi-pin square connector. And that goes into the power connection on the back of the radio, which is located on the left-hand side, about halfway down. You can't miss it, on the back of the radio. That power connector will only plug in one way. It should plug in very easily, and the power connection connector on the cord actually has a little tab on it that should be on the left as the radio is sitting in front of you with the front panel facing you. That's how I'm looking at this radio. I've got the radio in front of me, and I've got this then on the left-hand side. That tab should be on the left side. It should go in very easily. Also on the back panel are all of your antenna connectors. There are antenna connectors for HF/6 meters. There's two of those. And there is a 2-meter or VHF connector and a type N connector for UHF. Let's talk about the back panel here a little bit. We're going to go over to the right-hand side of the radio now, upper right-hand side of the rear panel. There you will find, just a little ways in from the corner on the upper right hand side, two SO239 connectors right next to each other, a couple inches apart. Further over to the left hand side, further over, you'll find a multiple pin connector that's not going to be anything we worry about right at this moment. In fact, I'm not really even sure what it is exactly, but it's not anything we need to get the radio on the air. Further over, kind of next to the up, a little higher, but close to the power connector, is your VHF antenna connector, and that's an SO239. Further down and to the right, a little bit to the right, and just down just a couple inches, is a type N connector for UHF. And that's if you've never seen a type N connector, it's a round threaded like connector with a great big hole in the center of it. And that's your type N connector for UHF. And you're also going to need a ground connected to the radio, a good earth ground. The manual talks about that. The ground connection is kind of in the middle of the rear panel, Just down and slightly to the left of your HF connections, antenna connections. It's slightly down and to the left. You'll feel just to the left of the antenna connections, 8 vent holes in the radio. Those are for cooling. There's actually a bunch of them, but there's like 3 or 4 rows of these vents. Now, if you look, kind of between the first 2 rows of those vents, as you go, they go up and down. Right kind of between them, a little bit further in the middle, there's the ground, there's a screw. That's your ground connection. That uses either a Phillips or a flathead screwdriver. I use the Phillips. I think it'll accept both. Most of them nowadays do. And that's your grounding connection. Now, when you connect an HF antenna, you've got 2 possibilities, for antenna connections. Out of the box, when I hooked mine up the first time here, I found that the antenna connector on the left, the more left of the 2 antenna connections for HF worked on HF right out of the box. I didn't have to do any selecting. And you can select between them from the front panel, and we'll get into that later on. So I would connect your HF antenna first into that more left connector. I think it could be that mine was played with a little bit before I actually got it here. So if one doesn't work, the other one will. And, of course, like I say, we'll talk about later on how to select them. Hook up an antenna and power. And you're ready to receive anyway. You're at least ready to power up the radio. I'm going to power mine down here so you can see what it does when you power it up. When you power it up out of the box, it's going to say 14 megahertz on the main receiver and 144 megahertz on the sub-receiver of the radio. Should say the main transceiver and the sub-transceiver, I guess. Now, I've been programming mine and messing with it, so when I power this up, it isn't going to say exactly those frequencies. And the voice readout will announce frequency for both the main and the sub-transceiver. However, you have to have one or the other selected to do that. And we'll talk about all that in another segment. Like I say earlier in the first segment, there's a serious learning curve to this radio. So don't get excited if we don't cover everything right off the bat. I may have jumped ahead a little bit. Let's cover the rest of the back panel before we even get to the front panel so that you know what's on the back panel. We've already talked about the 2 HF connectors, the ground connector and where that is, and the 2-meter connector, where that is, and the UHF one. There are some other connectors on the back of the radio. Let's find the screw that is your ground connection. Right next to that, to the left, there are 2 plugs. The first one going right to the left of the ground terminal, there's an 1/8-inch plug. That is for a straight key or an external keyer. Next to that, there is a 1/4-inch phono plug. And that is to plug in a set of paddles to use with the radio's internal keyer. I am using an external keyer on mine. I don't have just a plain set of paddles around here, so I can't do that. Next to that, of course, going to the left is your UHF antenna connection. And then on the very bottom left-hand corner, just a little ways over, there's an RCA for receive antenna only. Next to that, going back to the right on the bottom of the rear panel, there are 3 accessory plugs. They're not needed to initially get the radio set up. They're for more advanced features like, maybe computer control and audio in and out and amplifiers and I don't know what all. But anyway, that's they're there. And you'll know them right away. There are actually plugs or cover plugs plugged into each one of these. They're for the purpose of protecting the connector, protecting the plugs from, you know, getting any damage or something or getting shorted somehow. There's three of those. They have fake, not fake, but they're fake plugs, okay? They don't do anything. They're covers. They have handles on them, little handles that you can use to pull out the plug if and when you need to plug something into these connectors. Going to the right of these, on the bottom part of the rear panel, you'll find two external speaker plugs. These are phono, they're both eighth inch phono plugs. The one closest to the accessory connectors, in other words on the left, will definitely do the main receiver and will actually also work for the sub receiver, so that you have both of them coming out of the same speaker. The next one over is for the sub receiver, so that you can have a separate speaker for the sub transceiver if you wish. I'm going to do that eventually, but I haven't gotten that done yet, and it isn't needed, but it is nice thing to have. Next to that, there's another little plug. Not sure exactly what it is. We don't need to worry about it now. And next to that is a serial plug, like computer for plugging in something for a computer control or something like that. And we'll cover that sometime down the line, hopefully. That's the rear panel. Now, when you power up this radio, it's going to be on 14 megahertz, 14.000 on the main receiver, or main transceiver. The sub-transceiver will be on 144.0. But when you power it up, it's going to say 14.000. It's what it's going to say. Mine's not going to do that because I've been playing with it, but I will show you what it does here when I power it up.
BFO 14.059.09.
You'll hear that it announced whatever frequency you last had it on. This is what the radio sounds like with no signals present on 20 meters. No signals are present, but I have an antenna connected to it. And I'm going to show you what it does when I disconnect the antenna. And we'll reach back here. This is nice. I've got the radio running through a mixer and stuff, so I can demonstrate this live to you, so it isn't just like reading a book. Now I just unplugged the HF antenna. Plug it back in, screw it down. It wants to be a little stubborn. Screw it back in there now. Well, you can hear the difference. That's what it should sound like when you put an antenna on it. And if one of those HF connectors doesn't work, the other one will right out of the box, so that you can kind of hear that you've got, you know, good signal to noise and stuff. Next thing you're going to need is a microphone. Microphone connection is on the front panel on the left hand side, very bottom left hand corner of the radio. Is an 8-pin to round 8-pin plug. You can't miss it. Right above it is the headphone plug, but you can't miss this microphone plug. I'm gonna unplug mine here. I am not using the stock mic with this thing. I'm using an MC50 Kenwood mic, an older one. Comes with the radio, a hand mic, but I'm not using it. This plug that's on the end of the mic cord has a little notch in it. And not to mention the fact that this plug also will only go in one way. Don't force it. Because it'll go in very easily if you get it turned the right way. And you can kind of turn the plug and it'll kind of slide in as you, you know, kind of turn it and get it right. It's not hard to do that. Oh, screw this. This thing wants to be a little bit stubborn. Doesn't want to thread. I think maybe it's been threaded a couple times too many here. It's pretty old. There, I got it threaded in there. So that's your microphone connector. All right, let's cover the front panel, at least part of it. You're going to want to get this thing powered up, and I think I did say where the power button is on the last segment of this. The very left, upper left-hand corner of the radio, there is a group of 8 buttons. And the very top left-hand corner button is the voice readout.
VFO 14.05961.
Next to that, going to the right, is your power button. It's a horizontal, rectangular-shaped button. And when you power it up, you just kind of want to push it and hold, just momentarily hold it. And then the radio will come up and say VFO, you know, as I demonstrated. Below that, those two, the second row of buttons down on the left-hand side of the radio is, let me turn this up so I know I get this right. Attenuator. Yeah, it's your attenuator. Now, function attenuator will lock the radio. We'll cover that. The manual covers that also. So does the key chart. Nice thing about the key chart that is in the manual section, it tells what buttons are what, and it also tells what the functions of them are. In other words, if you have to push the function key ahead of that button, what it does. A lot of these buttons do more than just one thing. A good share of them do more than just one thing. Not all of them, but a pretty good share of them do more than one function, more than one thing, I should say. And that's something you're going to have to get used to with these newer radios. And this one for sure. The next button to the right, I'm going to demonstrate the attenuator here first. I turned on the attenuator. I turned off the attenuator. The next one over to the right of that, close to the display, is your preamp. It's preamp off, preamp on. Most of the time, you're probably going to want the preamp on. And that does a lock function, too. I think it actually, with the function, actually locks the whole entire radio. We'll get to that later on. The next two rows of buttons are Vox. The one going, the third button down on the left-hand side, very left-hand side, third button straight down, is Vox. And that also is your CW send button, or to make it so you can send CW with break-in, you know, like with full break-in and that. The next button over from that is the speech processor. Most of the time, we probably won't need the speech processor. It kind of depends on your voice and what microphone you're using and all that sort of stuff. Out of the box, I will point this out while I'm thinking about it. Out of the box, the radio is set to high power on everything, and it is set up to a good, at least for the normal individual, a good audio transmit level, and that. So you should be able to have your first contact on HF and 6 meters, 2 meter 440 sideband, and that without even knowing how to adjust mic gain or carrier levels or any of that stuff. I haven't done anything with the mic gain or carrier levels or any of that stuff since I got the radio, and I've had it. The only adjustment I've made was on FM, and that was because I'm using a desk mic, and I had to make a change there, and we'll talk about that in another segment. That's a ways down the road. All right, so that's the speech process. We talked about that. The bottom row of those eight buttons on the left-hand side is the send button. That puts the radio in transmit. And I'll demonstrate it. It went silent. It's in transmit. Turn it off, and you got white noise again. The next one over from that is your automatic tuner, and you just heard me tune the antenna. And when it does that, when it tunes the antenna, you'll hear it make that motor noise-like thing and then beep when it's done. Now, if the antenna is already tuned and you push that button, it sends an A in CW. That way I know it's already tuned. Now, I'm going to go to a... I'll explain the direct frequency entry and all that here after a while. Let me see if I can just crank this up the band here. I'm using the main tuning knob. And I'll tell you where that is here in a little bit.
BFO 14.273.09.
Let's see if this will retune if I went far enough. Now I tuned the antenna. You heard that motor noise and you heard it beep and then receive noise again. That is means the antenna is tuned. Now, the function of that will select between antenna A or antenna 1 and antenna 2. To the right of these eight buttons, you're going to find a great big flat plastic display. It's a great big thing. It covers... a good percentage of the upper part of the front panel. That's the display. Now, what you're going to find nice about all these buttons is they're all in groups. And they're all set up so that they're easy to find. To the right, below the display, kind of in the middle of the left-hand side of the radio, you're going to find... right below the display, a bunch of little round buttons. There are 16 of them. And they're round. 1, 2, 3 along the top, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, going, and 0, or, I'm sorry, star 0 pound. As you go from top to bottom, or from left to right, and top to bottom. In other words, from left to right, 1, 2, 3, then the next row down is 4, 5, 6, next row 7, 8, 9, next row star 0 pound. Now I'm going to tell you where the function button is because that's a very important button throughout the whole process of learning how to operate this piece of equipment. To the right of the 3 and 6 keys, you'll find a vertical rectangular shaped button. Next to that is kind of a, in it's kind of, then the radio kind of, it's sort of, from to the right of that, the front panel raises up a little bit, sticks out a little further, with another whole pile of buttons, of which we'll get to. But first off, we want to make sure that you're on the right end, that you have a right antenna, and that before we get into direct frequency entry and stuff. That button, when you want to select antennas, should I get off somewhere where it's quiet? The antenna tuner button, remember, it's on the right-hand side of that bottom row of those eight buttons in the upper left-hand corner. Very bottom right-hand side, right next to the display. And I'm going to hit function. Now I went to my other antenna, which there's actually the 6-meter beam, so it's got real quiet because we're not on the HF antenna. It got real quiet. I did it again. It functioned first, and then that's antenna tuner button. And now that went took me back to my HF antenna. Now, in the next segment here, we'll talk about selecting a frequency and that, and getting from band to band and some things like that. So with that, if you need to email me with any questions or anything, again, it's my call, Kilo Alpha Zero Papa Quebec Whiskey at ARRL.net. And with that, we'll be back.